This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe, the world's leading audiovisual and systems integration exhibition.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward, and we're here in London with Durgesh Sin from Nucleus AV to take a close look at a new industry showroom. Welcome to the Integrated Home.
ISE will be returning to Barcelona on the 4th to the 7th of February 2025, so don't miss your chance to be wowed by the latest residential technologies and smart home solution providers from across the globe. Upgrade your knowledge of technology at the Smart Building Summit, be inspired by the latest innovations in the residential and smart building zone, and grow your network to boost your business. ISE 2025, connection restored.
So, Durgesh, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Sorry, I always get this wrong. Is it Durgesh? Durgesh?
Durgesh.
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 Durgesh. Yeah. So, how are you? And just for those who are perhaps not familiar with you, can you describe you and your business?
Yeah. I'm director and founder of Nucleus. We're a integration company based in North London. Most of our work is in central London, as most people in this area. We've been going for 10 years now. We were born out of another company that was an IT company. We started doing integration there, and Nucleus was formed that way. We're mainly a high-end residential integration solution provider. We do some military work as well. We do commercial. Our commercial tends to come from clients in resi. So we've done some fairly big things in commercial, but they've come from more referrals from doing clients' houses. So we do a real mixed bag. And that's who we are. Yeah.
Now, I particularly enjoy on-location recordings with the podcast. So where are we today?
So interestingly enough, we are actually in the project that we're about to discuss. So we are at Keff Music Gallery London, which is situated on Great Portland Street on the Oxford Circus side. And this is a project that we delivered at the end of May. And we are actually in the podcast studio, which is one of the rooms in the project.
Right. And you've just given me a guided tour. I have to say, it's kind of blow your socks off, this place. What's been your role in creating this amazing space?
We were hired originally as a consultant on the project. So we consulted as an integrator for a year with the design team and the client being Keff. They had a very strong idea of what they wanted from the space in terms of what they wanted it to achieve. And they knew what speakers and things they would like to demonstrate and have on display. But everything back from that to actually making it achievable. So the cabling from the speaker all the way back to the rack, all the data network, the security, the integration control system, it's running Crestron Home here. The video distribution, the audio distribution, the amplification, all of that side of things was designed by us to achieve Keff's requirements in terms of what the space should deliver. So we designed that for a year with the interior designers, with Keff that were heavily involved, and basically then eventually got the contract to actually deliver it.
So you're a Keff dealer, you do Crestron Home as well. So was there like a beauty parade of installers who were up for this gig?
I think everyone wanted to do this job. I mean, who wouldn't want to do it, right? It's one of those jobs that only comes across once in a lifetime, the opportunity to do it. So I think a lot of people were thrown in the hat to do it. We'll have to ask Keff why they chose Nucleus. I'm very happy that they did. But we're very proud of the job. We originally started by just saying we would just consult on the job because we didn't want to force anyone into sort of like saying, look, we have to have the whole job or we're not involved in it. That probably put us in good stead because we knew the job intimately and inside out, and it was our design effectively. But yeah, we're very proud of it. It was a very quick timeline for what is a residential high-end installation in a commercial space. And that's only one aspect. As we say, we're in a podcast studio. We have an active coffee shop that's open to the public Tuesday to Saturday. We have an event space that can be hired out for parties or for live gigs and so on. It's a very flexible space.
It is amazing. So the podcast studio, I have to say, is equipped with all the gear you could possibly want as a podcaster. So anyone out there who produces podcasts, talk to Keff because this is great. But beyond this and some of the rooms downstairs, you talk about it being a residential kind of space. What have you got downstairs that might be easily transferable to residential?
So downstairs, the ground floor is open to the public. So you've got the coffee shop and you've got the event space and the podcast studio that we're currently sitting in. We transition from this space going down some stairs, which are a Dolby Atmos experience. They're not laid out in conventional Dolby Atmos.
Hang on, the staircase is a Dolby Atmos experience? tell me how that works.
So we have 10 CI speakers installed in ceiling and in walls, running from an audio control, AVR and power amps. the idea there is to create an immersive experience as you transition from sort of the public space to the CI or B2B space downstairs. We had a Bowie launch as an example here, and the producer of the David Bowie album, in Dolby Atmos, he gave me some content, which was Bowie and the rest of the band and the producers sort of offcuts in the studio of them just talking. And we had that mixed through different channels. So as you walk down the staircase, you were like, oh, did I just hear Bowie's voice say something to me here or there?
Ghostly.
Ghostly, yeah, ghostly. So it has a lot of potential. We want to do things like make it sound like a rainforest or whatever's appropriate for the event at the time. We've used consumer technologies just to deliver that. It doesn't, you know, it has to be mixed in a specific way for it to be appropriate. You're not going to listen to a movie down there, but that's not the idea. So you go through this space and then you're led into what we call the hub. That space is a long meeting table, has an A, B, C, D comparison of four pairs of in-ceiling speakers. And that's where you can conduct training on product or dealer training, have a video conferencing call. It proves as a full endpoint to all the video sources and audio sources, which all are distributed by Crestron and controlled by Crestron Home. You have an atelier space after you leave the hub, which can be used for, at the moment, a Bowie sort of art exhibition, but in the future, maybe for speakers or similar things like that to show off sort of an exhibition. And then you have two rooms, which are the two rooms that you could transition into a high-end residential. The first is a listening room, which is a 5.2.4. It is what you'd have in a high-end residential for a media room. It has the ability to be run as full in-wall setup and in-ceiling setup for the Atmos channels. And it has the ability to be set up as full floor standards using bookshelf center, floor standing rears or bookshelves and floor standing fronts. And you can mix and match what amplification you want to hear in that room. You can run it off our amplification in the rack, or you can bring your own amplifier and rig it up to those speakers in wall or on floor. So a lot of flexibility. It's kind of what you'd have in an old traditional hi-fi shop where people rig up what they want to listen to, but we've delivered it in a very aesthetic, to a very high-end residential aesthetic. So when you walk in there as you did, it's a very cozy room. It's very comfortable, and it's something that people can totally imagine having in their own home. Everyone loves it when they walk in the room. So sofa, it's kind of what you're expecting. And then when you leave that room and you go back into the hub and go to the other side, you walk into what we call the ultimate experience room. This was kind of, where can we take it? Ultimate budget, ultimate performance, where can you realistically take it to? So we have three setups in that room. We have a 9.14.4, 14 subwoofers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Seven in the front, seven in the back. And then you have the iconic KEF Muon speakers, which are a very ultimate hi-fi two-channel setup. They've got a place to hide in cabinetry work, or they can be brought out, so they don't always have to be on show. And then our third setup is actually a combination of the two, where the left and right channels of the in-wall reference KEF speakers are replaced with the two Muons, which was a bit of fun, but it sounds very impressive, and it blends actually very well. The combination of the speakers and the UniQ, which is so much part of KEF's identity in hi-fi, that's really helped the staging bring it in clean, and also the technology in the Trinov and the calibration that was done there to just tie it in nicely. So we have three different use cases for that room. You have a Sony projection and a Stuart film screen, and the video is being processed by MadVR as well. And you've got all the normal sources like Kaleidoscape and Apple TV and NVIDIA Shield. And then just off that is our comms room, where everything, these two floors, are basically wired down to six racks in the comms room.
Now, for industry aficionados, that comms room is a piece of art, I have to say. So it's not typical that you can walk in. Yeah, you can look at the front and see all the equipment and all the brands that are in there. But actually, you've got a really nice space around the back where you can actually go and see all the connections, which is great for the industry, I'd imagine.
It's great because it really, that's what all the geeks want to see. And it's helpful for clients to understand what it should be delivered and what kind of is possible rather than just a strewn of cables. I think it's something that differentiates different integrators. Some people get better at it and have lots of practice at it. Some people are very, very, very good at it. But I think it gives a good idea of what's there, and it lets you explain the connectivity and the connections, and it helps physically from a maintenance point of view. We have a high-end residential installation merged with a lot of pro audio running in a space that's open to public for the majority of the week. So it needs to be well-serviced, well-maintained, and reliable. And it does aid with that. Being neat isn't just for neatness sake. It's an interesting space there because you're effectively under the street. And you think that the room was built around the racks, but it wasn't. It's solid bulkhead above us. We had to size the racks and all the trim around the racks to fit in that defined space. So it was quite an achievement. We're very proud of how we managed to do it. Two racks were left here as termination racks, so all the data and speakers and subwoofers were delivered to that. And then the four racks with equipment were built in our office and then brought in and slotted into
the
space.
And obviously things like that, the space available to you, are really important considerations in any installation. Yeah. But I have noticed there are quite a few concrete floors here as well. So design and installation would have been quite challenging in many respects.
Massively. I mean, when we saw the designs, we had an amazing acoustician working on this project called Olivier. And he said, oh, we're having concrete floors. And I was like, what do you mean we're having concrete floors? But he's done a lot of work in the, especially our Ultimate Experience Room has a concrete floor. And as you heard it, it does not sound like it has a concrete floor.
Not at all.
The room isn't dead. It has the right amount of absorption from materials to make it sound like a very good cinema room rather than sounding too live. But it's not too dead. It doesn't take the life out of the speakers either. And it's amazing. We've got acoustic treatment on all other surfaces apart from the floor. Obviously, the chairs are on the floor and they help as well because they're fabric. But all our floors basically are solid concrete throughout, and it does not sound like a solid concrete environment. I think that also helps clients with their new sort of aesthetic that a lot of people have of industrial chic. It makes them believe that actually you can have it and you can make it sound decent. You just have to start doing things on other walls. If you want a concrete floor, you've got to look at the ceiling and you've got to look at the walls, because you can get away with one surface, but you can't get away with multiples.
Introducing Debian, the premium AV distributor, bringing the highest quality video and audio to your clients. Hear what Martin's Hi-Fi had to say about us after recently working on a project together.
At Martin's Hi-Fi in Norwich, we transformed our home cinema demonstration space with the help of DBM. Our in-house engineers and designers worked closely with the DBM design and specification service team. This partnership allowed us to share and refine design ideas, leading to a truly inspirational demonstration space.
Get in touch with us today to begin your journey to elevated AV integration with DBM, the pinnacle of audio and visual excellence.
And you get a real sense from this space that it's born out of a love of music.
Yes.
Obviously, that's where Kef come from, but also meets those kind of aspirational desires that clients might have in terms of what a CI installation could do for them in their home.
That's right. You've got an example for them. One, we've got automated shades, automated curtain. There's one here behind us in the podcast studio, which is an acoustic curtain. That's done by Crestron Automated. We've got full HVAC integration. We've got lighting control with DALI Type 8 fittings. So we can tunable control of lighting. We've got examples of color changing lighting in the comms room. We've got some DMX. We've got the entire mixture of what a client might want to see. Lighting control, heating integration, Wi-Fi performance, CCTV, then the music, and then the AV. We've got what you'd have in a high-end residential in terms of integration delivered.
And it's often an understated part of a CI installation, but the joinery is a thing of beauty here as well. Do you want to just talk to us about that and how that works with the audio particularly?
Yeah, the joinery was done by the main contractor, NVB. They did an amazing job. They were amazing to work with as well. And the joinery that's been produced, while it looks like solid veneer, when you come up close to it, you realize some of it's perforated and it has acoustic absorption behind it. So you see the concrete floor that we mentioned earlier, and then you see these solid surfaces. And you're like, well, how does this work? But then when it's pointed out, you're like, wow, there's some real consideration that's gone into it to make sure it looks correct. Do you want every room looking like a stretch fabric cinema room? So the right efforts have gone into it to make it look pleasing to the eye, but still perform for an audio purpose at its top.
And you've talked also about how versatile this space is, how it's used for a number of different things. I think, again, that's something that really comes across in not just this ground floor and this space that we're inhabiting up here, but downstairs as well. You can see lots of different purposes that can be fulfilled with that space.
It's a very flexible space. The podcast studio that we're in right now, we can route this audio to any other zone in the project. So downstairs into the Ultimate Experience Room, if you want to hear Jeff and I on a set of muons, I don't know, or anywhere else. But the flexibility that we have in provision, data cabling, data sockets, speaker terminals, inputs and outputs of the system is almost infinite. We've hidden a lot of it out the way as well, so it doesn't look like there's this strewn amount of faceplates everywhere. We've got them where we need them, but we've got a lot. We have ran about 19 kilometers of cable just on these two floors.
Incredible.
So it's a lot of cable, a lot of provision. There was a balance on where to take it and where to limit it to, because you can't just keep just running cable just for the sake of, oh, one day. But we've really considered all the applications. We have a mobile events rack that can be pulled out for a full PA system with six mics, wireless microphones and everything, it becomes an NVX endpoint from the Crestron system, so you can actually see what's playing on the video distribution system. You can route audio in and out of it from that readable events rack to any other zone in the building. So it's very, very flexible. You've got the Dolby Atmos audio setup in the gallery. So we've got three configurations. We've got a full Dolby Atmos for music first with no display. You've got Atmos set up basically to listen to music. So you've got a 9.8.8 and you can rotate that 180 degrees, or we have another setup where we can bring it down to 7 channels of LCR and 4 height channels and have it controlled in a smaller space to see what that sounds like in relation to a smaller setup. So it's very flexible in what you do.
And the space was used by Warner Brothers and the Barry Estate for the exclusive launch, or preview, if you like, of Ziggy Stardust as a Dolby Atmos mix. And I can see it being used by industry people in similar ways. Albums being launched, being previewed here, bands playing, DJs playing, the whole thing.
It could all happen here. You could launch product here. You can launch albums here. You can have networking events here. You can do so much. It was an honour to have the David Bowie Estate come in here and let us do that event. It's amazing that we have a world exclusive from such an iconic artist being played on the installation that we just completed. I mean, it's kind of something you don't really...
Doesn't happen every day. Indeed not. So, obviously, this must have been years in the planning and the making.
It was intense. It was not your normal high-end resi, you know, let's wait a year or two or three while the, you know, someone does the polished plastering on the wall. It was a very, very fast build. It was a year in planning and consulting and getting all that sort of stuff, all the ducks in a row. But we started in January of this year and finished in May of this year. And when I say we started in January, it was a concrete shell without the staircase in the wrong place, no walls, no cables.
Nothing. Wow.
So it was very fast for a build. We were pretty much here every day in May installing. So it was very, very fast build for what? Commercially, you see things come up pretty quick. But as you've seen, the level of finish and detail and consideration that's gone on here to do it in that time from not having a stitch of work done is pretty impressive.
And very like a residential build, but in a completely unusual commercial space.
Exactly.
Well.
When you describe it to people, they say, what is it? I don't understand. What is it? And it's not one thing. And while that might confuse a lot of people, I think it's amazing because it can be used however you want to use it. It can be used to run a podcast, as we're doing now. It can be used to throw an event. It can be used to give an example to an end resi client about a CI installation of not just audio, but video and lighting control and heating and Crestron and integration and so on. It can be used to demonstrate a cinema, a listening room, a training space, a gallery space. But the great thing is the messaging is the same. It's all about audio and about falling in love with performance of audio and KEF as a brand and kind of bringing everyone together to experience that.
And we're here on Great Portland Street. For those of you listening who are not familiar with London, this is about 2 minutes walk from Oxford Circus.
Yeah, 2 minutes walk from Oxford Circus.
I mean, you couldn't get more in the heart of London than this place.
No, I mean, you can't really get better than this. So it's an amazing location. It's very accessible. You've got Oxford Circus Tube Station. You've got Goode Street and Tottenham Court Road, just 2-3 blocks away. You've got Regent's Park just up the road. So very accessible for anyone in London, or even coming in from outside of London, you come to King's Cross and you're here.
And what would you say have been your biggest learnings?
My biggest learnings have been, and I continue to learn, about pro audio. In this project, the bit which is always fun to learn, I think what I love about this industry is you're always learning. And here, it's about pro audio. It was working out about Dante. We know about Dante in terms of transporting audio residentially. It's something that's being adopted a lot. But in more terms, in the microphones and the PA speakers, rigging that kind of stuff up, and mixers, and the podcast studio, and things like that, hadn't really come across before in a high-end resi. And then merging that with the high-end resi installation so it would work cohesively has been really interesting. And Sarah and the team from KEF, some of them have a lot of knowledge on pro audio from what they've done in their careers. So it's been, you know, I'm always learning from them. I'm always interested to hear what they can show me.
So do you think there's stuff from this that you can actually take into the resi space.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think, I mean, even this podcast studio or the microphone space, people want that in houses sometimes all the time. Sometimes they've got a party room and they want to give speeches, or people want to have like their hobbyists in terms of podcasting, and it's becoming a trend, right? Everyone wants their own podcast. Mm. Things like that can be taken into high-end resi all the time, for sure.
What do you think having this space as available to Nucleus will do for you as a business?
I think it'll be amazing for us. We want the whole industry to use it to show their clients, or an example of CI if they're comfortable to do that, which I'm sure they will be. A lot of industry partners that helped build the space and supported it are using it already very often. So it's becoming a powerful space. For us, we get the honor of saying that we didn't just, you know, we're not just showing it, we did it. And we designed it and we delivered it and we continue to service and maintain it. So we effectively get a showroom to hang our hat on without the cost of it.
Hey,
so, yeah.
It's always good. Yeah. And I guess, you know, Kef and Crestron, they're brands that are experts in their own fields in this industry, but they couldn't have built this without the help of an integrator, could they?
I don't think so. I don't think any of us could have done this alone. To do what we've done here obviously has required the intimate knowledge of the speakers that Kef has. We had an amazing design team in Conran that designed it. We had an amazing builder in MVB. And then we there as the integrator to glue it all together in terms of the tech arm of it. I think what's really unique about this space is that you've got a big brand that's been around for decades and decades, like Kef, who have wanted to achieve something that's far beyond, in my opinion, any other showroom that's been, you know, out there for our market. And they've stopped and said, take it to that level. We can't do this by ourselves. We have to create a team. We have to have an integrator. We have to look at other industry partners and see if we can do some collaborations. And we can all work together to deliver what's been achieved here. And I think that's what makes the space so powerful. And I think it makes the relationships that have been built through the journey as well so powerful.
Excellent. And what advice would you have for integrators who may be invited to contribute on a project similar to this for another brand?
I think go into it not looking short term. Sometimes the commercials on doing projects like these aren't just straightforward, like you're trying to sell something to an resi client. There is benefits to both sides, and there's benefits that will come in the future from doing this. You have to kind of be willing to work with all parties, because you are working with a brand that also serves the same market as you do. So you can't pretend to know it all. You have to choose the bits that you have experience in and be led by others in other avenues and work very collaboratively. But I think it's an amazing, it's definitely the highlight of one of the things we've ever done. We're very proud of it. It's been an amazing journey, and it's only the start. I mean, it will continue to evolve and change and be upgraded and be current. It's not meant to be a stagnant place at all.
Outstanding. Well, look, thank you, Durgesh, for sharing your insights with us today. It's a brilliant space. I urge anybody who's in central London with maybe some time to kill, just come in, grab a coffee, and you'll get a sense of what it's all about.
Yeah.
And then book yourself a tour. You can find out more about the Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of ISE, Integrated Systems Europe, and distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema. We are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.